Welcome back to Southeastern Ohio's Outdoor Show. I'm Chuck Berry, and my co-host this week is much better than the co-host I normally have. Chelsea is with us, and she is the, I don't remember these titles.
Wildlife communication specialist.
I'm going to remember this at one point, Sarah. You know what I mean? We're going to write it down on the wall like my other thing. Wildlife communication specialist. She has it on her sheet. I don't have it on mine. But anyways, not trying to pick on the job or anything, but you really get to be in the outdoors a lot.
I do, and work with a lot of people that are into the same things I am as far as the hunting, the fishing, the trapping. So in a nutshell, I get to oversee pretty much anything to do with hunter education, shooting sports, like the National Archery in Schools program, as well as any sports pertaining to fishing. So, you know, my overall job goal is to get people interested in those things and find the means for them to get into it. So is that an event? Is that a sportsman's club? I do a lot of training of volunteer instructors. Golly, we couldn't carry on doing what we're doing without them. They're a huge resource to us. I appreciate them so much. So I can't be obviously everywhere teaching all these hunter education courses, but you've got guys like Don, you know, that can be out there.
Don's been doing it a while, too.
Yeah, he has been at it a while.
I mean, I was talking to a young man the other day, and I hate to give his age, but he's not much younger than me, and he said, Don taught me my hunter's education course back when. And I said, I can believe it. So anyways, you know, you didn't just happen to kind of bump into the passion for this on purpose, and some people may or may not know your story, but Dad was a wildlife officer.
Right. So my dad started with the Division of Wildlife and started kind of on the law side of things, and then continued to work his way up through more of a wildlife management side of things. And then eventually he retired with the Division of Wildlife, you know, in an upper management role. So he, what we call, he bleeds green. He's awesome. All about it and still is, you know, still manages his own farm and wetland for wildlife and hunting. And, you know, any chance he gets to volunteer with a club or at a kid's day, you know, he's there. We're still hunting, fishing together to this day.
You guys just went fishing.
Yeah. He, spur of the moment, hey, weather's going to be good on Lake Erie. Want to come up and fish? And I said, well, sure.
Yeah, we're on our way.
And, we had a limit in less than 3 hours trolling for walleye.
That's awesome.
So, yeah, I was getting worried I wouldn't have any to put in my freezer for the year. So I got a few. I told my dad I'm hoarding them for myself, though. Might share with the husband. I don't know.
There you go. My granddad. Dad and I always did the fall perch run and just slayed them then too. And then there was that, you know, task after you've hit limit, you know, a couple days in a row, there's a lot of cleaning.
Oh, you're not kidding. That's where those fish cleaning houses come in handy.
Right. Right. Looks like we have a caller on the line. We'll see if I can't bring him up and so we can talk to him here. Whoa, maybe. Okay. Anyways, I'm going to try and get back to grabbing our caller here. Not seeing my screen there, Sarah, but oh well. We've been fortunate, I guess, to be around folks that have kind of went before us. And the opportunity to learn, what is some of your earliest memories of you and Dad out doing some of the outdoor stuff?
Oh, well, I remember probably before I was even hunting, that I think my dad drug me along on some tree planting thing. And I think we planted something like 400 some trees in that day. So that was probably dating back to my earliest memories. But, you know, one of the best times, this was the day I got my first deer. It was a doe. It had been kind of a wet, chilly morning, and we went out. And I just kind of went along for the hunt. I knew my dad wanted me to do it. And by lunch, I was ready to quit. And my dad, being the good guy he is, he said, we're going to stop. We went into a local cafe, had a warm lunch and a piece of pie. And I said, he goes, you want to go back out hunting? I was like, yeah, heck yeah, I do. Right. And that afternoon is when I then got my first deer. So it's amazing what stays with you. And boy, pie can change everything.
Right. I think we can grab our caller here, see if I can't bring him on. Kent, are you with us? All right. Let's see here. Not grabbing him. All right. Well, anyways, we are hopefully going to get to talk to Kent Papageorge. I know we're going to have a great opportunity for some people to go to, you know, the Whitetails Unlimited event. He's going to give away a couple tickets this week and next week. So we'll be talking more about that. Back to stories with Dad. So fishing, hunting, the whole thing.
We do it all.
And here's the cool part. You married into a like-minded person, didn't
you? Yeah, my husband actually works in the wildlife profession as well. So since I was young enough to be running around, you know, fishing and hunting stuff, he's been doing the same thing. And,
awesome.
You know, definitely common interests. I mean, we got engaged while turkey hunting. So, yeah, we're pretty much hardcore outdoor enthusiasts and into hunting and everything.
So the honeymoon wasn't a hunting trip or fishing trip, was it?
I got to say it was a little bit. We went to Hawaii, but we went deep sea fishing, too. So
how was that?
It was wonderful. We really enjoyed ourselves. And we went to Pearl Harbor on Memorial Day. That was really memorable. And then I caught about a 4 foot long, what's called a wahoo or an ono. They're really good eating fish, and managed to freeze some and fly back to Ohio. And it was just wonderful. So, hey, at least we caught that. Someone else on our boat caught onto like a 300 pound blue marlin. We got to see it jump out of the water. It was really cool. So, yeah, no trip with him and I is complete without hunting or
that's
fishing.
That's a different animal, a 300 pound marlin.
Oh, yeah. I don't know what we would have done if we landed it in the boat. Right. It got off. But
we're going to see if we can grab our on air person here. Ken, are you there with us?
Yes, I am.
All right, buddy. Sorry it took us so long. We're having some technical difficulties. It's called Chuck Berry doesn't know what the heck he's doing. How about that? So,
sounds like what I do.
Yeah, sounds like all that you do too. Huh? So, I did mention to folks as we have in the past on November 18th, Muskingum Valley Whitetails Unlimited banquet at 5 p.m. The doors open at Grotto Prophets Park in Zanesville. I would encourage anybody that's interested, Kent, to buy tickets early.
Yes, I just sold 24 in the last 15 minutes.
24 in the last 15 minutes.
I've sold in the last 3 days probably 150 tickets.
There you go.
Tickets are selling fast.
Yeah, they are moving fast, and they always have. And Kent, great event. I've been to it many a times. I know my son likes to get his wallet out there, and a friend of mine, Trent, they have found some deals and bargains and a lot of fun to be had with some of the games and events that you guys are going to be having. Any special guests this year?
No, unfortunately not. We moved it to about the end of the rut, middle of the rut, and T-Bone's been there in the past, and he's not going to be able to make it there this year, but hopefully we'll get him back next year. But all of our guests are special guests.
There you go. I was going to say that. And the other thing I would remind folks is you're not going to get a bad meal there, and the meal's going to be good. And, you know, what I try and impress upon people, this may be a great opportunity for you to buy that hunting item or firearm, and it's going to a great cause, and it's tax deductible. Kent, tell folks a little bit about what you guys do with some of your proceeds from this event.
Well, this from last year's event, we did donate a lot of money to the in-school archery program in the Muskingum Valley League. We also donated $500 worth of corn this year to help purchase for the disability hunt they put on down in McConnellsville, which is October 19th, 20th, and 21st for the sportsman wheeling hunt. A lot of people think that we're in competition with the NWTF and the Friends of the NRA. We're not.
You're not.
We're all one unity trying to support the great outdoors. We're not in competition with anybody. We're all, you know, we're all different, but we all support the same thing.
You guys definitely have your passions, and you're standing together trying to help, you know, all those that are like-minded to get involved in the outdoors and shooting sports and different events like that. You guys do a great job. I do want to say that we're going to miss one of my buddies, and I'll be thinking about his family and praying for him, and he visited me quite often, and it's even hard for me to say his name, but Wayne is going to be missed, and I'm sure you guys lost a warrior there, that's for sure.
We lost a great warrior, an 80-year-old man that never missed a meeting, never missed coming to the banquet. Wayne Frasch was a true leader, and you don't replace him. You just move on with a different person. There's no replacing, you know, your top people. You just keep right on moving. And Wayne wouldn't want it any other way, and he was the one that actually brought the National In-School Orchard Program to Ohio.
Yep.
He's the one that introduced it and handed it off and let other people run with it. But Rain was truly an outdoorsman, yes.
Going to be missed, and I would say that Wayne, the number of kids that he's taught archery and touched their lives with outdoor events, it's immeasurable. And again, my prayers and thoughts are with his family. But I know you guys will honor him in a great way, and I'm looking forward to that. So we also want to give away some tickets. So what I was going to do is I'm going to pull my email tonight, and if you've sent the first person that sent in a recipe for our recipe contest, we're going to get a hold of them and have them get in touch with you and give them a set of tickets to dinner tickets to you guys' event and hang out, and we'll get you those names. And I appreciate you guys doing that, Wayne. Or Kent, yeah. Sorry. Sorry, I got my buddy on my mind. He made me a knife a year ago or a while back, and it's in my office sitting right front and center there, so I treasure it. So
sure.
Anyways.
Yes, that sounds great, and we'll have two tickets next week for your show also.
All right, we'll sure to get folks out there, but again, get them quick because they're going to go quick. You can get a hold of Wayne, tell people how they can get in touch with you, and they also can get them on the website. Is that true?
Absolutely, yes.
Okay.
You can go to the Whitetails Unlimited website, whitetailsunlimited.com, or they can call me at 740-270-9075.
And we'll give that number out again at the end of the show, and I'll work with Sarah about getting that on the website so that people can get with you this week. But my guess is they're going to be gone here quick. So, again, thanks for all you guys do, and looking forward to seeing you guys at the banquet.
Great. Look forward to seeing you, and thanks for your help.
Not a problem, buddy. We'll talk to you later.
Yes.
Kent Papa George with Mescama Valley Whitetails Unlimited. They've done that event for quite a few years. It sells out. The food's good. Lots of fun folks, and beverages are reasonable, if you know what I mean. Good time to be had by all. Lots of prizes leave that room every event, and they do a good job. So
sounds like a good time.
Yep. And again, one of a good friend of mine, Wayne Frash, was a member of theirs. He did a lot to start working with youth in archery way before the national program was in place, and
wow. And
really pushed to have that here in Ohio and handed it off to some other folks. So going to be missed. But anyways, we are jacked about some of the outdoor events. I went apple picking the other day.
Yeah, good time of year.
Yeah, it is a good time of year. Took little Cooper with me, and Cooper Sims, he's my practice grandson.
Yeah.
So, anyways, Cooper, he was into picking this year. He could fill a bag up pretty quickly. He did want the ones on the ground. We had to have a discussion about that. But we definitely got our share of apples this time. And I'm sure we're going back because some of the particular ones that I like, we're not ready to pick yet.
It's that time of year.
Yeah. Everybody loves Granny Smith. They're good. But I like the Macintosh and the Fuji and Honeycrisp.
I was going to mention Honeycrisp. I just had one of those today.
One of my favorites. So, and you got to go back, I guess, certain weeks to pick those. So.
Yeah. So many apples, so little time.
Yep. And Don goes, you and apples. See, so he's not even here this week to complain at me about that. So we were talking about this young man. We still haven't got a financial reporter DNA test from him so we could approve him. Don and I didn't get that. We're asking Sarah for the same thing. She's dating someone now, so we were just picking on her about that. But sounds like a good deal. You guys like-minded and like to do the same things.
Yes.
And having a lot of fun. And
yes, we are.
That trip to Hawaii, that had to be amazing.
It was.
Did he get to go fishing with you and Dad, or is it at that level yet? Or
oh yeah, he's been fishing with Dad and I, and actually two summers ago maybe we limited out on perch, so I got to show him what that was like for his first time. So,
oh really?
Yeah, because I grew up closer to Lake Erie, and,
right.
And he didn't, so he shows me how to catfish, and I show him how to perch and walleye fish.
Now
and
see,
it's a good
perch
trade-off.
I like the perch deal.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah, I'm a perch snob too, is what he calls me.
Is that what he calls you?
He said you're one of those north of 70 people that only eat perch and walleye.
You know, one of the things I always forget, when we come to our show, we kind of pre-talk before what we want to go over. A lot of seasons coming up. and we want to talk about those a little bit.
A lot.
And one thing in safety that I know we did not mention with Jeff last week, but harnesses are important.
Yeah, super important. And things have evolved and just came so far, you know, in the last, you know, 20 years even. So the archery season just opened this past Saturday on September 30th, and it runs through February. So it really is one of our longest seasons that we have. I think it is the longest season. So a ton of opportunities to get out there and bow hunt, whether you'd want to do it, you know, with a recurve, a compound bow, or, you know, a crossbow. I go back and forth between my crossbow and my compound bow. But the takeaway there is definitely wear your full body harness, okay? So not just a single strap around the waist, but one that, you know, they got some that are like a vest style. You just slip on a vest, clip it around your belly and then your legs, and you're hooked up. But the important thing is to make sure you're attached, you know, that vest to a line going up the tree from the time your feet leave the ground. Unfortunately, 1 in 3, you know, tree stand hunters, they'll fall during their hunting career. Doesn't mean, you know, all you know, that 1 in 3 is going to die, but, you know, there's a lot of injuries that could result out of that. So, you know, a lot of accidents happen when people are getting in and out of the stands. Heck, you never know. You could eat a sandwich and then fall asleep, take a nap after lunch. Wear a harness. Don't go in the tree if you don't have one. That's my biggest thing is, you know, wear that harness. But we'll have our gun week coming up November 27th, which is that Monday after Thanksgiving, as usual, and that runs through December 3rd. So I think it's going to be another great year. We're hearing, you know, harvest maybe, you know, up a little bit just because populations have came up a little bit. So that'll be going on. We've got squirrel and dove season in now. And I did get out to dove hunt. It was a little windy that day, so they didn't want to fly. But my dog got to retrieve a few, so she was happy with me there. But
gotcha.
Youth waterfowl opens October 7th, 8th, which is this coming weekend. And then fall turkey will be here October 14th. And I've got a flock runner on my property. I think I'm going to have to try to ambush one. Now that I can be a landowner status.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I don't have to buy a fall turkey permit. I can do it on landowner.
There you go. There you go.
The pros of being married. Gotta laugh at that. So, yeah, a lot going on, you know, and just keep in mind every year, always remind yourself, you know, muzzle control. Pay attention to where you're pointing that muzzle. And if you're approached by a wildlife officer in the field, you know, remain calm. No need to get frantic, but make sure you're really keeping track of where your muzzle's pointed and, you know, keep your finger off the trigger and the trigger guard, you know, if you're approached, or don't even put it near there until you're absolutely ready to shoot. So,
and like Jeff reminded us last week when he was on the show, biggest violation that they run across is hunt without permission.
Yeah.
That seems to be the biggest ticket getter for those out there, and, you know, keep that in mind. Obviously, a lot getting ready to kick in, a lot of stuff for youth also, too, and those are important dates. And there's a lot of opportunity for the youth to be involved in some of this these activities. Where's the best place for folks to find out about that?
For the youth opportunities, really looking into our Ohio hunting regulations because that's going to outline several of the seasons. But, you know, if you have a youth or, you know, wanting to start getting them into it, of course, it's not like you just decide one day I'm going to go deer hunting. You know, you've got to shoot and you've got to practice and get your camouflage and all that good stuff. So, but if you're thinking about that, you don't, you know, have a family member or friend, that's where it's good to start getting in touch with a conservation club. You know, a lot of those folks, they're like me, and they'd be more than happy to take a youth hunting before they go hunting themselves. We've had many opportunities. So I would say between our regulations and then contacting conservation clubs is a really great route to go. And it's important to get those youth out there, you know, get them hooked, get them before they get into other things later in life. And,
right.
You know, it's good to have a good hunting and ball sport balance.
There
I'll
you
call
go.
It.
So. There you go. Well, folks, we're going to let our sponsors have a chance to yell at you. You're listening to Southeastern Ohio's Outdoor Show here on Highway 103.